Now he moves on down into this area here, and let me read now verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? And certainly the law's not. Why? Well, he says, God forbid, which means certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. You see, if there'd been another way of saving sinners, why, God would have used that way of saving sinners if he could have given a law, if there had been possible. But you see, the Scripture hath concluded all under sin that the promise by faith in Christ Jesus might be given to them that believe. You see, the law brought death. For the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And as all are concluded under sin, therefore all died. Now what is needed, therefore, is life. We have seen that the law brings death, and that's all that it does. It brings death. And it's not actually the degree, but the mere fact of sin that brings death. Hence, all are equally dead, and therefore equally in need. You may not have committed a greater sin as Stalin committed, but you and I have got the same kind of nature. In fact, it was Goethe, the great German, and there are many college professors saying today that he had the greatest mind of any man that ever lived. And Goethe made this statement. He said, I never saw a crime committed, but what I too might have committed that crime. He recognized he had that kind of a nature. And therefore, it's not just the degree, but the very fact of sin that brings death, the very fact you're a sinner. And it's the common grace of God that has kept most of us out of the penitentiary. I'm sure that's true in my case. Let me illustrate what we mean by this matter of the fact of sin and not the degree. Now, here is a high building, tall building. Let's just say that it's 24 stories high. And there are three men up there. And the superintendent comes up and he said, now be very careful. He says, don't step off of this building because if you do, why, you'll be killed. It'll be death for you. And one fellow there says, this crazy superintendent's always trying to frighten people. I don't believe if you stepped off this building, you'd die. And he just deliberately walks to the edge of the building and steps off. You know what? He's dead. In fact, the matter is, when he passed the 10th floor, there might have been somebody there that looked out the window and said to him, well, how are things? And he says, well, so far, so good. But my friend, he hadn't arrived yet. There's death at the bottom. And the superintendent was right. This man's killed. Now suppose that another fella, when the superintendent tells him that, why, it frightens him and he starts to run to go down the elevator or the steps, and he accidentally slips and he skids right off the edge of the building, and you know what happens? He's killed too. And now this third fella, well, let's say the mafia or some gangsters are up there, and they take him and they throw him over the building because he's their enemy. And you know what happens? He's killed. Now, is the man who's thrown over the building, is he less dead when he hits the bottom as the man that stepped off deliberately? Now, that's a very interesting thing. You see, they all broke the law of gravitation, and death is inevitable for all of them. It's the fact, you see, and not the degree. The very fact that they went over. Now, the very interesting thing is, can that law of gravitation that took them down to their death, can that which killed them give them life? And it cannot. Now, the law cannot give you life at all, any more than a natural law could give you life after you've fallen off and you're dead. You just can't reverse it and come back on the building like they do when they reverse the movies sometimes. Now, what we have here is this. The law of sin works this way. Death follows wherever sin comes. The law of sin knows nothing today of extenuating circumstances. It knows nothing about mercy. It has no elasticity, but it's inflexible, it's inexorable, it's immutable. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And God said to that couple in the Garden of Eden, the day thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. And he says in Exodus 34:7, he will by no means clear the guilty. Therefore, all have sinned, and by the law we are dead. The law slew us. It's called a ministration of death by Paul. And it's a ministration of condemnation. The law condemns all of us. Now, can the law bring life? My friend, no more than a fall from a high roof can bring life to one who died by that fall. If the law has slain you, and the purpose, therefore, of the law was therefore never, never to give life. It was to show us that we're guilty sinners before God. Now, let's look at this, and I'll read verse 22. Again, it says, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. This is a tremendous statement, and friends, it's a great statement that today it's the law of God that we're all under sin. And that brings death.